But he's faith and he's the giver of life. How cool is that? They took away the stone. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So that means they already talked about this. He already knew what was happening. Okay? And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Isn't that what it's all about? Go preach saying the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. Luke 10 says, go heal the sick and then tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. If you heal them first, how can they have faith and even know? Come on. We have limited ourselves. Satan loves it because if he ever knew what he was doing when he put Jesus on the cross, he wouldn't have. But he did. So he scrambled up this gospel. He scrambled up our thinking. And he got us confused and complicated and struggling and striving. And it's actually pretty simple. And we're all growing to get back to that place of simplicity and innocence. That's where I'm at. I'm preaching to me tonight. I need to get to that place that I'm seeing right here. So when he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound, hand and foot, grave clothes, his face wrapped. And he said, loose him and let him go. Then, after the move of God. Who knows, you can be the move of God. I can be the move of God. In the midst of unbelief, God can move through faith. Don't let the atmosphere of unbelief determine what you believe when Jesus is Lord. That's what this whole night and this whole message was about. I just showed you time and time again where Jesus was the believer.